You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, and welcome to Pregnancy Confidential, week 18, planning a gender reveal. Boy, girl, who cares? Pregnancy Confidential is a girlfriend-to-girlfriend real talk podcast from the folks at Parents Magazine, where we have your back and your bump through all 40 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Dana Points. I'm the editor of Parents. And with me today is
Mindy Walker, executive editor of Fit Pregnancy and Baby magazine.
And
Erica Janes, digital director for Parents.com.
And between us, I mean, I've lost track. I have two kids.
I have two.
And I have three.
Can I count? I think that's seven.
That's right.
So boys, girls, we got them all. I only have boys, and Erica only has boys, and Mindy has girls.
Oh, so we should do a swap and see what it's like.
Oh, yeah. They should make
places.
A reality show about us. That would be right. Funny.
Boy moms versus girl moms.
Instead of wife swap, child swap.
Right. Most parents find out their baby's sex, if they choose to find out, during the mid-pregnancy ultrasound, which is right about now, somewhere around 18 to 20 weeks. And that is if your technician can tell. I mean, it seems crazy in this day and age, but sometimes they still have a little trouble, you know, seeing. Maybe baby is turned away or being particularly modest. But that means it's a great time now to start planning your gender reveal, if you believe in such a thing. I mean, me, both times, I didn't know what I was having. And I do remember delivering my first baby, and nobody said, it's a whatever. Because even then, it was not common to not know the baby's sex. So I delivered the baby, and the doctor didn't say, like, what it was. I think they just assumed that I already knew. And so I remember my husband reaching over my leg, picking up the baby leg, and going, it's a boy. You know, we were self-serve in that respect. But most people do find out the sex. Most people find out right around now. And if you don't know what we're talking about when we say gender reveal, it is a fairly new trend that's been picking up speed lately. And like a pregnancy reveal, which we've talked about, there are about a zillion different ways that you can reveal your baby's sex to your friends and family. So we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to talk about our favorite subject, which is fruits and vegetables that are roughly the size of your baby right now. So in week 18, Erica, how big is that baby?
Maybe the size of a sweet potato.
A sweet potato. That's sweet.
And also very healthy for you to eat.
Yeah. Microwave that puppy up. And Mindy, got any other fruits and vegetables?
A bell pepper. So slice it up and put it in a salad.
Okay. Super. Or my favorite, a pint of ice cream. You know,
right.
just a little nugget of ice cream you've got in there. Or maybe a donut, a large one, like the kind I wish I was eating right now. But if you want more details about the size of your baby, but also your baby's development, maybe some stuff that's happening to you physically or emotionally right now, then sign up for our daily pregnancy email. It's a newsletter made just for you at this point in your pregnancy. If you tell us your baby's due date, we will deliver just the right week to your mailbox. And you can sign up at parents.com/pregnancydaily. We'll give you the scoop.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about planning a gender reveal, or as we like to call it, boy, girl, who cares? Hey, you're having a baby. Don't sweat it. A phrase that you will come to appreciate when you're a parent is you get what you get and you don't get upset, right? Everyone relates to that, right? So let's be on trend with this new addition to the pregnancy celebration party, the gender reveal. Here's how it works. You go in, probably with your partner, for this big ultrasound that you're going to have around now, and you have to tell them, if you haven't already, I don't want to know the sex of the baby, right? You're going to find out, but you're going to find out in a way where you don't really find out, right? The technician can write down the baby's sex on a piece of paper and put that in a sealed envelope, and then you pass it to a trusted friend or family member, whoever's going to host your gender reveal party. And then that person uses pink or blue paraphernalia to surprise you and your guests at some sort of shindig. Now, this can be done in lots of different ways. So what have you seen lately that was particularly impressive?
I don't know about impressive, but I think one of the best ones that's really just fun and yummy, my sister did it, was the cutting of the cake. So, you know, they took, she actually just took it herself to the bake shop and said, you know, whatever is inside here, make that the color of the cake itself. And it was white icing.
Oh, so the person at the bakery was the sort of only person who first knew the sex.
Right. It's kind of funny to think this baker is finding out before anybody else. And then she cut the cake. We had, you know, there was just a few friends and family over. She sliced the cake and it was blue.
So it's nice.
Really just a fun way to get together with your family and friends to celebrate something.
So it just tell the baker, like, put the outside of the cake, make it neutral, like a white icing
cream,
or a yellow icing or green icing, but then tint the inside of the cake either pink or blue.
Or blue. Mm-hmm.
That is so fun.
One that we saw that we actually covered on parents.com that was really cute but much more involved, I think, even than going and getting a cake made, was a couple who put colored powder, I guess, in kind of a plastic ornament, painted it to look like a baseball. The woman threw the pitch out to her husband, who hit it with the bat and had a photographer capturing it.
Oh, I mean,
this was talk about a one shot to get it right moment. And then just pink powder exploded everywhere.
That sounds fun.
And that was cute.
Kind of a pain. But, I mean, I'm not sporty.
Involved some cleanup.
If you were into baseball, I think it could be
cute.
Yeah,
and they were sort of team blue, team pink. Mm. You know, they were dressed up in different ways. It was cute.
I think having a photographer there is really important to capture the moment, whether it's the balloons, whether you open the box and pink balloons come out or blue balloons, you know, having that person, either a real photographer or a friend, to capture that moment when you find out.
So that you're not photographing it yourself living it.
Right.
There's no selfie stick that could really help with that.
Not really.
The other thing about balloons figure in a lot of these, but you can get pink and blue balloons, and then your trusted friend who knows what sex it is pokes a hole in one, and the balloon that you inflate is the baby that you're getting, the blue balloon or the pink balloon.
Wow. That's cute.
Yeah, and the other one just kind of fizzles.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, some people have their ultrasound technician come to their home and invite people to gather around and find out firsthand, which I just think is crazy.
Well, and not all gender reveals have to be a surprise in the moment. People also consider a gender reveal to be, you know, posting on social a picture of the ultrasound with a pink bow or a blue bow on it.
Right.
So you and your partner, you might even find out in the moment when you're getting the ultrasound, but when you share it to the world, you put that little
picture. That's your reveal.
That's your gender reveal.
That's
so
a good point.
So we can kind of mean it both ways.
It can be this big party that you do where you're surprised, but it can also just be how you are letting
the world
friends
know.
And family
right.
know.
One thing we haven't talked about yet is this question of once you find out what you're having, sometimes you find out really publicly, what happens if either you or your partner feel ambivalent about that. Maybe you wanted one thing and were surprised to find out you have another.
I was really excited both times to be having boys. I hadn't really ever specifically had my heart set on one or the other. I know sometimes people are just like, oh, I want a little girl so much, or oh, I want a little boy so much. I didn't have strong feelings, although when I found out I was having a boy the first time, I was super, super excited. But with the second boy, I did have someone comment that it was exciting, but maybe a little bittersweet, too. And I just thought, no, it's not bittersweet, because I didn't have my heart set on having a girl or having one of each. And it was a well-meaning comment. I mean, I know it came from a place of love, but I just thought, no, it's not bittersweet at all.
People just make those comments all the time, but I can definitely see how someone would feel bittersweet about it, you know, and you feel this guilt like, oh, I'm supposed to be happy. I have this healthy baby inside of me, but, you know, I was hoping for a boy and I'm having a girl. I have had friends who were hoping their daughter would have a sister, you know, and they end up having a boy, which is wonderful, but maybe they had a great relationship with their sisters and they're hoping that this child could have that relationship too. So I think it's a lot to work through. And I feel like as a society, we still kind of don't allow people to kind of feel that way. We still kind of expect people to chin up a little bit.
Yeah.
for me, not knowing the baby's sex was part of the fun of pregnancy. And it made the anticipation, as if there's not enough anticipation around delivery, it made it all the more exciting to not know. I don't know. Did you find out,
Mindy? I found out. I did. I found out for all three. And I think for me, I just wanted to know. I didn't want to have to think about two different boy name, girl name. I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
I'm just
lazy.
Yeah,
that was hard. We had a really hard time with boy names, ironically, because I have two boys.
We found out both times also. It was enough of a surprise at the time.
That's what
I can't imagine waiting even more. I just wanted to know, and we were both in agreement, so.
If you found out your baby's sex and you want to share with the world, you can tweet us at Parents Magazine with the hashtag Pregnancy Confidential. And if you decided not to find out, we'd love to hear why. Tweet us and tag it Pregnancy Confidential. This week, we're going to help you relax about exercise and pregnancy, whether it's safe and how much you should do. With your doctor's okay, exercise during pregnancy is not only safe, but it's actually more dangerous if you don't do it. So if you're obsessing or worried about exercising, our advice is just kind of get out there. You know, check with your OB first, but definitely you need to be doing some form of physical activity. The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists recommends that women who have a normal pregnancy get 30 minutes or more a day of moderate exercise on most days. You know, which hopefully you're already doing that moving into pregnancy, and you're definitely going to be wanting to get some exercise after pregnancy. The benefits of working out begin immediately. They last your whole life, so why not start now? You're going to gain less weight, right, if you exercise. Mm-hmm. Labor and delivery may be a little easier. You will lower your risk of gestational diabetes by as much as 27%. That alone is just an outstanding reason to do it. It's probably going to improve your mood, and it can help with back pain, just to name a few little things that it has going for it. So the standard kind of advice on exercise in pregnancy, and the reason you can, to a great degree, relax, is if you were doing exercise before you were pregnant, you can likely continue it through your pregnancy, as long as you weren't doing, like, really crazy stuff, maybe. This is not the time to start running ultramarathons. If you're an active runner, you don't need to cut back. The only things that are really off limits are anything that has a high risk of falling, you know, no bungee jumping, maybe kind of put the parkour on ice.
Or even biking, you have to be a little more careful, right?
Your center of gravity shifts, so anything that balance, you know. Nothing that's going to get you really hot, so maybe trade your hot yoga for something a little milder. Nothing like, I mean, scuba diving, like fine, go snorkeling, but maybe no deep diving, right?
I do that every day.
Oh, sure. Right. And then there are some workouts that are really pregnancy friendly, like prenatal yoga. There are prenatal spinning classes. Mm-hmm. I know I really loved swimming or paddling around in the water, maybe sometimes with a kickboard, which is how I define swimming. Because as you gain weight and get heavier, and then to get in that water and just have all that weight relieved feels really good. And, you know, if you're going to start, you know, let's say you haven't been a big exerciser before pregnancy, maybe don't become a big exerciser now, but, you know, start out slow, walking, take it easy, make sure you hydrate, you know, have a little snack and all that. If you start to breathe heavier, you want to make sure that you can still talk, right? That's the classic, they call it the talk test. Keep up a conversation and, you know, wear a good supportive bra because the girls are going to need a little help at this time. Mindy, did you work out during your pregnancies?
I did. I really kind of kept up what I was doing, but I also just did a lot of walking. I mean, research shows that even just 10 minutes of walking does all these amazing things to your body. And so a lot of times I just think of it as like go outside for 10 minutes and start walking. And then, of course, you keep going. So then you end up doing 30 minutes. What I like about that when I was pregnant or not pregnant is that you don't need anything else. You don't
need
anything else.
Right, just the sneakers.
Yes.
And maybe the bra.
Right.
But you're wearing that anyway. Erica, did you work out?
I did. Especially with my first pregnancy, I walked on the treadmill a lot. I swam because I had access to a pool pretty easily. And I became a big devotee of prenatal yoga.
Good for you.
And I did that several times a week.
Wow.
I think I actually did it
impressive.
The morning I went into labor. It's also really good training for labor. I think you don't think about the fact that it is labor. It's hard.
Right.
It's hard work, and it'll just make you stronger and more prepared.
I remember after labor, you really feel like you've run the race of a lifetime. Mm. And I remember my muscles being sore, mm-hmm. like I'd gotten a workout, my arms and my legs. So get in training for labor and for being a mom. You know, you're going to need those arm muscles to
you
hold that
are.
Baby.
The baby gets heavy yep. fast.
That's right. So that's it for Pregnancy Confidential for today. Our producer is Sarah Abdurrahman. Our engineer is Jason Gambrell. Thanks also to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Let us know what you think of the show. You'll find us on Twitter at Parents Magazine, Facebook at facebook.com/Parents Magazine, or Instagram at, of course, Parents Magazine. And if you like the show, tell a friend and subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a rating or a comment. It helps other people find our show, tells us what you think. Now, this is kind of a magical podcast because if you want to see what's around the corner, you can listen to as much of it as you want right now. So if you want to peek around the corner, go ahead and listen.